Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me do nothing in me.
Just waiting for some more people to hop on. Hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful Labor Day on yesterday. It's a Labor Day, right? Yep, Labor Day. So I know our kids are getting ready to go back to school. I see you all already dialed in. We got folks dialing in, just waiting for some people to come on. I am so super excited on this morning. Oh, my gosh. I have my girl with me on today, Dr. Pam Sills, and I bless God for her, her ministry, her work, and I just bless God. So before we even get started, I think this is just one moment. Guess what Saturday is? I'm so excited. It's my virtual book launch. Oh, my God. I am so super excited. I am so super excited about my virtual book launch. Oh, my God. So I think some people may have it all mixed up because they are like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. My thing just fell. No, I didn't. I'm sorry, y'all. You know, I'm so transparent. I'm like, did it fall? I'm supposed to be pretending, but no. I just wanted to know, did it fall behind me? Oh, my gosh. So, for my virtual book launch, some people, I think, have it confused because some people are saying, oh, my gosh, I'm ready. I got your book. I got your book. I'm ready. But they have not registered. You guys got to register. I know I'm not going to be on Facebook Live on this Saturday at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So you have to go and register. You can go and email me at adiamondinthegarden@gmail.com. adiamondinthegarden@gmail.com. It's the name of the book, @gmail.com. And I will send you, when you register, I will send you out the link. So you can join in. Amen. Oh, my gosh. Amen and amen. I'm so super excited, you guys. And thank you all, those who have purchased my book, have been super supportive, have posted, have shared it. And I bless God for you. So just keep ordering and pushing this book for me, y'all, because I'm telling you, it's life-changing. Amen. Pam, can you see the chat? Anybody come on?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I was looking for, oh, I see it now. Okay, I got you. Okay. I was just looking for some of the names in the chat. They're coming up like slowly, but I see those who dialed in. So good morning to everyone who dialed in. Good morning to those who are on, hi, Mom, who were on our Facebook Live and who also are listening through YouTube. I got all kind of streams going on here. So on this morning, I have Dr. Sills here. Oh, my gosh. I'm so super excited and so happy that she could join us on this morning. Amen. So we're going to be talking about beyond these walls, coming from beyond these walls, beyond these walls of defeat, beyond these walls of self-doubt, beyond these walls of fear. Amen. So just talking about all of that, but before we get into it, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, oh God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day, God. I thank you for moving and shaking, God. I thank you for just being so good to us, more than we are to ourselves, Father. I thank you for just being so wonderful, because God, you are a genius, and God, we thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your intelligence. We thank you for wrapping your arms around us, God. We thank you, Lord God. Continue to touch everyone that's on this broadcast on today. Do it right now for your glory, Lord God. But most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, died on the cross for our sins. You said, now where God shall confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' most precious name we do pray. Amen and amen. Amen, you guys. Amen. So on this morning, I'll be coming for our scripture text, which is 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9. But before we get into our scripture text, I just want to introduce Dr. Sills. We've been friends for so many years, way before our children. I bless God for her. And it's amazing when you could be friends with somebody for so long. I mean, we didn't have knockdown, drag out blows, or we get done. We'd be like, you want some coffee or tea? Well, we just have a good time because that stuff don't mean nothing. That stuff, when you're friends with somebody, you don't care because you understand each other. Amen. We agree. What's that? Disagree to agree, agree to disagree, whatever that saying is. But I just love her so much. Say it again, Pam.
We can agree to disagree.
You know that so well. Yes, yes. So that's what we do. But we just love each other so much, and I just bless God for her. And she is a mother, and oh my God! On top of that, she is a, I don't know, is she a G mom? But congratulations to Jazz. What you call yourself, Pam?
Layla.
That's cute. She call herself Layla, so that's she's Layla. So that's what her baby, her grandbaby, will be calling her. So I just want her to come on and just say some words about herself. I know she's a woman of little words, but she's so powerful. Me and my sister Nikki was talking about her yesterday, how powerful she is. So I just want her to come in and just give a brief, just a word about herself and who she is and her book, Who I Am. Hey, Who I Am. Oh, and I just got to say this. If some people, when I tell you they love this book, Who I Am, it's on Amazon under Pamela Sills. It is dynamite. It is awesome. You can tell my age when I say dynamite, but it is awesome. But just, Pam, just tell us something about yourself on today.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much, Reverend Woodard Martin, for having me on this morning. As you said, we've been friends for years, so this is just an honor just to sit here, and we talk almost, well, not every day, but we talk enough where it's like regular conversation to me. We just doing it with a broader audience. So good morning, Mom, Dot, I see you in the chat.
Hey, Mom.
Everyone else. And I don't know much to say about myself. The one thing that I do want people to know is that I love God.
Yes.
I'm not that traditional person where some people may look to and think that you have to be a certain type of way or look a certain type of way or even act a certain type of way. I love God because he first loved me, and I believe through his love, he brings forth changes in our areas that need to be changed.
Yeah.
So I am just open. I'm happy to be here this morning, and I'm happy about this conversation that we're about to get into.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. I see some more people have hopped on. Hi, Penny. Hi, Sister Jewel. Hi, Dr. Bernadette. Hey, Dr. Bernadette Camp. Hi, Mom. Amen. And those who have dialed in, I see you dialed in. There's no name to the numbers who dialed in, but I see you all, and those are listening on YouTube. Amen and amen. So on this morning, we're going to dig deep, y'all. Oh, my gosh. How about beyond these walls, beyond these walls, beyond these walls. So whatever beyond these walls mean to you, just come from beyond the walls. Amen. So I'm coming from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9, and the word of the Lord reads, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called," let me keep reading, okay. "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that." Let me just go back and read verse 10 again. Amen. "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him." Woo! Hallelujah. God granted him that. which he requested. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. When I tell you, every time I read about Jabez, I just be floored, even though it doesn't give much about him in the Bible, but it gives enough. God know what he's doing all the time. It's like paying to how in love she is with the Lord, and I am too, because he's so faithful and he's so powerful, you all. And when I think about Jabez just coming from beyond those walls, and even though his mother named him Jabez, meaning sorrow, born in pain, it didn't matter what his mother called him. It didn't matter how people seen him. Only thing he knew was that he wanted God to enlarge his territory. So that means that he moved past that. He moved past his pain, past his doubt, past people's perspective, causing him to feel defeated. He rose above that. He rose above those walls, that even if people look down on him. And how often do we allow people's perspective and their opinions to dictate our future? How long, Pam? You can jump in when you want to, because you nodding your head like, I'm going to chew this up. Yes. So.
One of the things that as you was reading, it's so funny. The first line says, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's funny how we can have honorable characteristics, have honorable integrity, a character that puts us in spaces and places that is above everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But then we can be named or seen or perceived a whole different type of way and carry that name.
Mm-hmm.
So Jabez didn't have any control over what he was named.
Mm-hmm.
And he carried that name. But in these two portions of scripture, it tells us that in the beginning, he didn't have control over what he was named.
Yeah.
But in verse 10,
his
whole change came because he took control of what his future would look like.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times we've allowed for what people have perceived us, the names that they have called us, and all of these things that may have originated out of our past continue into our future. But I love how he took control of his own future.
Yes, he
and
did.
So he is empowered, and that lets us know that we are all empowered to change
how we
want to move forward.
It's not
our job to change how people see us. It's our job to make sure that we can change how we see ourselves.
That's right. That's right. And have you ever in the course of our life, we have always heard people at some point, no matter who they are, family members or people who we just know, co-workers, people in the community, how they feel like they can't rise out of that situation where they are. They can't overcome it because the neighborhood I live in, you know, nobody goes to college, or the neighborhood I live in is so much crime, I can't move without. But how God does give you a way of escape. He does give you room where if you can just think it and believe it, you can be out from that place. And don't allow your situation to dictate, just like you said, your future. And it's amazing because it's something called the pack. It was four doctors who was in a bad neighborhood, and they watched people die like right before them. I was listening to their story years ago on Oprah, how all four of them became doctors. So they didn't allow this situation to dictate their future, what was around them. And I just believe wholeheartedly that was Jabez. And you know how people can do, how they mock you, how they say, oh, your mother, she was in pain, but she was in labor 24 hours with you. But what I love most about that whole story is that in the midst of him enlarging, God enlarging his territory, he wanted God to bless him and to keep him from all hurt, harm, and danger. On top of that, keep his mind so he could think right. And it's amazing because in life, sometimes when we go into our business, we don't take God with us. And when God continues to elevate us or start to elevate us, we leave him behind. No, he said, when you enlarge my territory, when I prosper, I want you to be there with me. So fix my mind, fix my heart, fix the way I think, because he wanted God so involved. And how many times have we seen folks that when they down and have nothing, and then when God raise them up and give them so much, they leave God out. They forget all about them. Amen. So that's one of the things that in business, I just want to take God with me. Yeah, you know, I know some folks probably think I overthink a whole lot of things. Yeah, I do. I really do. But I want God to be in the midst of everything I do, because I can't think without him. I can't prosper without him. It's not a manipulating thing between me and God. No, I genuinely want him in my plans and what I do. First of all, he's the one who gave me the plans. People say, out of your universe, the universe, who are you praying to the universe? God created the universe. Who are you praying to God? Come up the universe. So anyway, not to get off track with that, but I just love that he wanted God to be in every part of his life. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And one thing I'm sitting here looking at is that how his mother focuses more on the pain of bringing him forth,
mm-hmm.
more so than the gift of what was given to him. And
yes.
how, if he would have allowed it, that generational curse could have continued.
Yes.
He could have continued just focusing more so on, I was brought forth in pain,
mm-hmm.
and my mom only seen me or viewed me as
mm-hmm.
something painful. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of times we move forward in life, and it's all based on
mm-hmm.
our childhood
yes.
scars,
uh-huh.
traumatic things that we've experienced in
mm-hmm.
our past from our childhood.
Yes.
And we become these adults, and we can only see what someone else seen in us as a child. We grow to this, and we only seeing that, well, she only seen me as pain. So
mm-hmm.
There must not be anything good.
Yes.
There must not be. I must be a person of sorrow, because
yes.
if my own mother seen me this way,
mm-hmm.
how can I see? I love the fact that
mm-hmm.
in spite of what his mother saw in him,
yes.
he had the power and the opportunity to see something different.
Uh-huh.
Not only see it, but act on it. Because a lot of times when you talked about those people
mm-hmm.
growing up in those neighborhoods,
yes.
and you're able to envision something different for yourself, a lot of us have these opportunities to envision something different. But even in envisioning it, a lot of us do not act on it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot
mm-hmm.
of us do not take that vision and say, you know what, I want something different, and then seek God for that opportunity in
mm-hmm.
order for him to bring forth
mm-hmm.
that difference that we see or want within
mm-hmm.
ourselves.
Yeah.
So not only did he know that his mom seen him as pain,
yes.
he grew up with that name, but then he said, no, just because you saw me that way, I will no longer continue that.
Woo!
So
yes.
not only did he envision something different, he acted on it.
Yes.
So he didn't just say, I'm going to see myself something different.
Mm-hmm.
But he went to the Lord and he cried out to God and said, oh, that you will bless me.
Yes.
In spite of how she sees me,
mm-hmm.
in spite of the name that she's given me,
yes.
oh, would you still bless me
mm-hmm.
in spite of, and
mm-hmm.
if we all just be honest with ourselves on this morning,
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what God does. He blesses
mm-hmm.
us in spite of.
Uh-huh.
Because some of us carry some names.
Yeah, yeah. Whoop.
Yes.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Not only because the names that somebody else could put on us,
mm-hmm.
but the names that we could put on our own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We carry some names, but guess what? In spite of all of that, some of us have even prayed that J-Bass prayer and said, Lord, bless me.
Yes.
In spite of how I've been labeled,
in spite of
how I've
mm-hmm.
been seen.
Right here. I hope y'all got your coffee and tea. So just chatting it out. So it's what I also love about that, too, when I thought about Hannah while you were sitting here, and how Hannah came from beyond those walls of being tormented all day and night by Penina, somebody who was so jealous of her, of something that she didn't even have. You know what I'm saying? So she provoked her sore because the love that Elkanah gave to Hannah. And can I say, those who may be scorned in terms of, even if I have some men that's listening in, you know, there is some good women out here. So for some women that's on here, there is some good men out here. Amen. So, and I just know that this, and Elkanah, I just love his spirit. I just love how he loved on Hannah. Amen. So, and I say that because coming from a toxic relationship, sometimes we feel like, oh, my God, there's nobody out here for us. There's no good men. There's no good women out here. And I get it. I was at that same place, but I ask God to heal my mind so I won't think on that way, because I know God created marriage. I know he ordained it. I know that marriage is good. It's just who he chooses our mate. So I just wanted to say that, and I bless God that I'm not a woman scorned, that I feel like now. It was a process, man. I ain't going to say it was easy. It was a process for me to be able to get that healing, but I thank God for deliverance and healing, because I never wanted to be the woman who thought it was nothing good out there for her. And even though I understand that woman and her feelings and how she got there and how she feels, but I just didn't want to be a person to be stuck in that place thinking that there's no good relationships out here, because I know there's good people out here. Amen. But back to, y'all know me, I go off course and then come back. So when God put something in my spirit, he allowed me to jump back in the text all the time. So what I'm saying to you is that when I think about Hannah and how Hannah was provoked sore, and talk about coming from beyond those walls and being tormented, self-doubt, fear. Now, here's the woman who was jealous of her, and Hannah wanted something she had, but Hannah wasn't jealous of Penina and what she had. You got to be careful what you be praying for and asking God for what somebody else has. No, you don't know what that person went through to get what they got. So pray and ask God to enlarge your territory and be with you. But Hannah, when she went to the altar to pray, she prayed for a baby. She prayed for that dream and goal that was on the inside of her. So even in the midst of her being provoked, Penina provoking her sore, because she just wept, because what else could she do? But you know what? Her focus wasn't even on Penina. Her focus was on God. And even though Penina was provoking her, she's still in her heart. Because when you feel like Jabez, that dream and being pregnant and birthing inside of you, you got to pay attention to that thing, and you got to be ready to go. Jabez was like, in spite, like Dr. Phil said, and in spite of what his mother may have said, what the neighborhood community may have thought about him, what did he think about himself? Hannah kept her focus, even though she was provoked. She came from beyond those walls. I don't care what Penina called me, how much she teased me. I'm going to the house of the Lord because I know what I'm praying for. And that's another thing, the trick of the enemy. When he gets you to that place where you feel like you inadequate, you feel like you're too old to move on from this place. And I'm not talking about geographically or demographic. I'm talking in demographics. I'm talking about moving from that place of feeling like I'm too old to start a business. I'm too old to move forth. I'm too old to do ministry. I'm too old to be a motivational speaker, whatever, a podcast host, whatever you want to be. We allow ourselves to stay handicapped because of our age sometimes. Move past that. Hannah moved past that. But what I love about Hannah is that she kept her focus in the midst of being provoked, in the midst of having doubt. She still moved forward because she felt something on the inside of her, you know, welling up with joy that God was going to bless her. So that's why she was able to ignore that enemy. Hallelujah, because he was not going to defeat her. She kept her focus and still went to the house of the Lord, still being persistent in her prayer for God to bless her. So, whew, girl, I know we only got an hour, but I had to get that one out. Yeah. So, but Jabez.
Yes. And I'm sitting here. The scripture doesn't say how old Jabez was when he prayed that prayer.
Hallelujah.
So we don't even know how long he went.
Yeah.
Feeling that way, carrying that name, being seen, perceived, and viewed as this person of bringing forth out of sorrow. Because it's, think of a lot of times when we have gone through some things and experienced some things in our childhood, and we carried it for years.
Yeah.
And so when you talk about it doesn't matter what age we are, that God can still bring forth change. So want the change. He could have said, well, I've been called this all my life.
Yeah.
And a lot of it sit in that. Well, I've been this way all my life. Mm-hmm. I've been here all my life. This is what they called me all my life. This is whatever it is. But that doesn't mean it's just because that's who, how you were seen and what was your call all the way up to this point. It still doesn't mean that change can't come forth. All of it is that we have to want the change, regardless of how other people see it. And when we see life that way, we give people more power over us than what we have over ourselves.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't even about how his mother seen him.
Nope.
And she named him.
Yeah.
It's all about how Jabez seen himself.
Yeah.
And that he came to that space of saying, God, you know, that you will bless me.
Yeah.
In spite of all of this, that you will bless me. And so I want to just encourage any and everybody that is on this line, that regardless of what you might have been called, whatever name that you're hearing, how you have been perceived, how even you may be perceiving yourself.
Yeah.
But if you're on here on this morning and that this word is speaking to you, know that you do not have to continue to hearing or walking in the name in which other people have put upon you, labels that other people have put upon you, and some of us labels that we might have put upon ourselves.
Yeah.
That on this day, to God and say no more, that God, that you will bless me.
Yeah.
Bless me, and that you will keep me from harm, that I will be free from whatever that label is. Whatever, I can be free from depression. I can be free from oppression. I can be free from anxiety. I can be free from suicide. I can be free from adultery. I can be free. I can be free. Regardless of how I may have been perceived, up until on yesterday, you don't know how old he was.
No, we don't.
Up until yesterday,
Whatever
label that you don't have to move forward in, that you can cry out to God and say, Lord, that you will bless me. And I love God, because we always think, well, before God can bless you, you had to do this and stop doing that and this, that.
Yeah,
he doesn't say that in the scripture. He says, bless me in the large my spirit. Let your hand be with me. That your hand will guide me, that it will uphold me, that it will strengthen me, that it will encourage me, that it will sustain me. Let your hand be with me. Sometimes we want the hands of other people. Oh, and my husband is saying, this is your hand. Nobody else's hand encourages me. Nobody else's hand supports me, because sometimes people get tired of us. I'm tired of every time I tell you going through the same thing. He said, Lord, let your hand.
Let your hand
be with me.
And
it will keep me from harm. And that it will free me, keep me free from pain. And God, that you would do what needs to be done. We want to talk about beyond these walls. So many of us have been in this place for so long, the walls feel comfortable. But what people got to understand, that walls keep people out, but they also keep you in. So you still are in this space of making a decision. You're either going to stay where you are behind the walls, because this is what I'm accustomed to. This is what I'm used to. This is what people have called me all my life. This is what they've known. This is how I'm known. Or if you see yourself something different, then be okay to come from beyond the walls. That either, I don't even know what's on the other side of these walls.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's on the other side of being called this. He don't even know what's on the other side of saying, bless me, and turn around and enlarge my territory. But he had a he would trust God.
And with Dr. Sylvie, you were talking about his mother, and I sat back and I thought about it, because when you think about a mother, that's so sensitive. When your mother says something to you, your mother can say one word and you will break down and cry, you know. And how oftentimes, like you said, for some of our listeners who may be listening or who have gone through that, in terms of their parent, you know, disowning them, their parent abandoning them, or their parent or their mother, you know, acting like they don't exist. Or how about favoring one child over the other one? You know, how about going through that through over the years? Oh, this one right here, praising this child, but don't praise the other child. Staying with this child every time the family or a friend come over the house, they bragging about this other child, and you sitting there, you the one got the honor roll, you the one who got a full ride to a college, and they still bragging on the other child and making you feel like you're nothing, you're inadequate. Jabez knew past all of that, and like you said, it doesn't say his age, but whatever age he was, he moved past that place, beyond those walls of doubt, beyond those walls of fear. And also, I wanted to say, it's so crazy, because I came from I did, thank God that God blessed me with great parents, but I came from that, from a toxic relationship, being put down. You're never going to amount to anything. You can't make it if you leave. You know, all of that, you know, I'm not attracted to you, beat me down. Well, that's where my book, A Diamond in the Garden, comes in at, because all of those insecurities that I had, that I didn't even know I had when I walked out of that relationship. And it's something, because those are the kind of things that you hold in, would make you feel like those words keep beating you down. What they say, sticks and stones may break your bones, the words will never hurt you. That's a lie, because yes, words do hurt you, you know. So so that saying that we used to say when we were younger, no, words do hurt, you know, and I started believing that until God had to visit me one day. And all he did was, not all he did, because he's so powerful, but I was sitting in a chair and a bright sunshine came in. And God just spoke to my spirit. And I said, wait a minute, I am a king's kid. I know I can make it. I know I'm a survivor. I know I'm not defeated anymore. But forget this past. I'm dismissing doubt, dismissing pain. I had to make a decision to rise up out of that thing. Like you said, that God will send your opportunity, but will you take it? You know, I was beat down so much until I didn't even like who I was. I didn't like nothing about me. My tone of voice, my hands, my feet, I didn't like anything, because that's how bad I was being beat down. But those things was to beat me down, to keep me down. But when you know the Lord Jesus, let me tell you, he will show up and let you know, baby, you are a king's kid. You can rise out of that situation. But I'm just thinking about parents, because anytime my mom say one thing to me, girl, I could just break down and cry. She said just one thing, you know, because that's a sensitive, I don't know, fathers, yeah, but mothers, it's just something sensitive about a mother. You know what I'm saying? So, but whatever Jabez went through, even with that discouragement from his mom, he still moved past that. And some of us on this line may have had a great childhood, and some may have not, and some have been, maybe been in a toxic relationship that made them feel like they was inadequate, or all these different insecurities on the inside. But when you have to, when you finally rise from that place, whoo, it's nothing like it. I'm telling you, sitting back, because I didn't walk into the relationship like that. You know, I came out like that. Woo. Go ahead, Pam. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say, when you talk about parents.
Okay.
And in this story, it's amazing. In these two verses, it says so much, because we're looking at David and the child.
Uh-huh.
But we also have to pay attention to the mother.
Okay.
And now, us as parents, certain things that we can say and certain things that we can do,
mm-hmm,
can put our kids, or allow for our kids to experience traumatic experiences in childhood,
mm-hmm,
that allow them to grow into these adults that are damaged.
Okay.
And not even realize that sometimes even the words that we say out loud,
uh-huh,
can be hurtful. It can be harmful.
Yeah.
And so, and here we look at this thing and how God has blessed them, but as parents, we need to be very careful of what we say,
mm-hmm,
what,
yeah,
we call our kids, how we talk to our kids, and all of these different things, because a lot of times I always say,
mm-hmm,
a lot of people who are in therapy are damaged children.
Yes.
And we might be an adult body, we 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of those people that be sitting there, you're talking to the little girl inside of them that was never heard,
mm,
that those scars were never addressed.
Mm.
Those traumatic experiences were never given space that these people can talk about it and,
okay,
feel about it.
Yeah.
And because I'm not sure of your demographic as far as your audience is concerned,
mm-hmm,
but as an African American person,
mm-hmm,
in the household, we weren't even given that space. It was all about what goes on in this house.
Safe. Yes, yes,
and
yes.
If you experience it, mm-hmm, even if,
mm-hmm,
you wanted to say something to your parent,
mm-hmm,
where what you just said to me,
mm-hmm,
hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But it hurt me. They'll be like, go somewhere and sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think,
mm-hmm,
you're talking to? I'll pop you in your mouth.
Yeah.
Or you don't talk back to me. Or are you getting smart? Or are you getting sad? And you're standing there like, no. But what you said to me,
mm-hmm,
and it's almost like we as parents quiet our children.
Uh-huh.
We steal their voices. Then when they get older, we standing there like, speak up for yourself.
Yeah.
Say something. Defend yourself.
Uh-huh.
You don't have nothing to say. And
uh-huh,
we're caught in the space of, well, I've been taught and grew up in the space of not having anything to say,
uh-huh,
or being penalized if I said something. Now somebody is saying, well, don't you have something? oh, she's this, oh, she's that. And it's not that. It's like I've never learned how to be in this place of being okay to be assertive.
Yeah.
To say that it's okay to be able to say that what you said hurt my feelings.
Yes.
And give them the opportunity as a parent. Apologize. I did not mean for that to hurt you or intended any damage behind
it.
But I even discovered as parents, sometimes we feel as though we're too busy to even apologize to our children.
But sometimes
really want to cause the most trauma
for
our children.
I think Lauren said that I'm going in and out, and Evangelist Jackie said I was going in and out. I'm sorry, you guys. I guess it's the Wi-Fi. I'm sorry, you guys, but I hope you can hear Dr. Seals. With that, Pam, it's so crazy because just ministering to some women and mostly women. And it's so crazy when, you know, they go through things like that. And that old saying was, whatever stay in this house, whatever happens to the house, stay in this house. But how long do we carry, you know, the burden of all of that, you know, those memories of all of that? And I don't think our parents really get back in that day, in that era, just to understand the effects it would have on us when we become a certain age. You know what I'm saying? So the effects on us when we inside the house, not be able to release that, not be able to actually deal with that because I can't tell nobody. And I think that's where a lot of walls come into because we don't trust people because, you know, we got to, whatever happened here, I got to keep it to myself. So then we are so withdrawn from different people. We are withdrawn from, you know, the whole world because tell anybody, we get too close, we may just tell it. So then now the trust that I have with my parents, I'm really not pleasing, is not pleasing to them because now, you know, you're telling it. You're telling our family business, our family secrets. But what family secrets when I can't even be free from this? And then if you think about it, most of the time it's a generational thing because that's what their parents said to them. And it was some things that happened to them, and they can't even minister to their children because they haven't been healed. So sometimes that's so, that recycling the same thing happens to their children. It's just,
There's a comment in the comments that I would like to read.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
They haven't dealt with my rape issue because it happened with a close person of the family. I believe that's why I'm so defensive, and I wear it with a smile and keep pressing. A lot of times when we talk about what goes on in this house, stays in this house, that comes with us. We look at the house as being these four walls, but what we don't understand is when we say what goes on in this house, stays in this house, they miss it in terms of these four walls, but when you don't provide somebody that safe space in order to deal with those issues, then we internalize it and we become the house. And so that, you said that you're being so defensive. Sometimes we see it as defensive, or sometimes it's being protective. We're protecting ourselves from not wanting to be hurt again, especially in that magnitude. And so because we've been defensive or protective for so long, now we have trust issues with everybody. And we don't want people to get close to us because I don't want to be in that space of being vulnerable. I don't want to ever be in that space again where someone can take advantage of me. I don't want to ever be in that space again where I feel as though I've been hurt. And when you say that you wear it with a smile, then the smile is a mask. Because we can smile over things in life outside of what has happened, but if what has happened to you is still to the point where it's so present, then I would encourage you to go and find that safe space in order to talk about that and heal from that. We have, even in Jay Bass's situation, he had to come to that space of realizing that regardless of what I went through, regardless of what I was labeled with in my past, God still has a way of blessing us and enlarging territory. We see enlarging territory as gaining wealth and all of this, but as I speak to you, Donna, enlarging your territory to me, opening up your heart, so you're able to love, opening to know where you're able to trust,
mm-hmm.
where you're able to be vulnerable, where you're able to, when you smile, that smile comes from a healed place,
mm-hmm.
not from a masked place,
mm.
that God can still deal with you and help you, even at the age that you're at,
yes.
that he can heal
mm-hmm.
all of our iniquities.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
heals
mm-hmm.
us.
Yes,
all we have to do is bring it to him and trust him.
Yes, yes,
that
yes.
even through this, because a lot of times we might not know what to do with this
mm-hmm.
or how to address this.
Mm-hmm.
But when I tell you that I know that God is purposeful,
yes.
and he had one here listening to this for a
mm-hmm.
reason,
mm-hmm.
that even in that, he wants to heal you of
yes.
that, that you mm-hmm. no longer have to walk around carrying it. God can heal that of you and allow for what you've gone through to now become a testimony to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
that you can tell them that in spite of what they have gone through, in
yes.
spite of how long they have carried it, in spite of how it might have made you feel, you do not have to no longer carry that label,
mm-hmm.
but you can become somebody new in God, and that
yes.
he will bless you
mm-hmm.
and enlarge you where you become a bigger person
yes.
than who you are in this moment,
mm-hmm.
and that he will keep you
mm-hmm.
free from pain.
Yeah.
You no longer have to carry this.
Mm-hmm.
You no longer have to feel affected. You no longer have to be defensive and feel like you have to be protecting yourself. God is our protector.
Mm-hmm.
And he will allow for you to heal and love from a healed space.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have to trust people.
Mm-hmm.
Not to the point where we are ignorant of
mm-hmm.
them.
Yeah.
Or that we put ourselves in situations where we can be taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
But he gives us insight. He gives us discernment.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us all of that, that when we are healed,
mm-hmm.
we show up differently.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Right? We show up differently.
Mm-hmm.
When we smile, it'll be a genuine smile.
Yes.
From this healed place.
Mm-hmm.
When we show up in relationships, I show up
mm-hmm.
not as somebody who's trying to defend
mm-hmm.
myself, somebody
mm-hmm.
trying to protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that God is protecting me in all things.
Mm-hmm.
And through the spirit of discernment, he allows for you to know how close you ought to move with people,
mm-hmm.
how you ought to be able to show up in relationship with people.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't show up as your authentic self.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say
mm-hmm.
that there is work to be done.
Yeah.
A lot of times, and I am speaking from experience,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times we go to church and people want to say pray about it
mm-hmm.
and leave it there.
Yeah.
A lot of times we don't know how to leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
We walk away from the altar, we done picked it back up,
mm-hmm.
and we're moving. Why? Because a lot of what that traumatic experience,
mm-hmm.
we carry it in our body,
mm-hmm.
we carry it in our message.
Mm-hmm.
So we go and we pray about it, we put it on the altar, we tear it up, we put it in the fire, and we say, I'm leaving it there. But how do we get it out of our mental?
Mm-hmm.
How do we get it that every time when somebody touches you, and even if it's a friendly touch, it's something in your body that responds in a negative way because
mm-hmm.
it brings back those memories.
Mm-hmm.
This is why God has anointed people
yes.
to go forth and help people.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to talk about healing is just something that is physical.
Mm-hmm.
But there is spiritual healing. There is mental healing.
Mm-hmm.
There is emotional healing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to be healed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God can deliver you, but
yes.
he can send you through a process
yes.
of healing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Healing. I know because I used to be so angry
mm-hmm.
when I was younger, 19,
mm-hmm.
and go to the altar, pray about it, shout about it, cry about it, and then by the time the next week it came, I was back angry again. I'm like, Lord, what am I doing wrong?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What am I doing wrong?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that I wasn't doing wrong. It wasn't even that God wasn't working
mm-hmm.
with me, but it was that I had to go and release some stuff.
Yes.
I had to go and talk to somebody. I had to go and process some things.
Mm-hmm.
I had to let loose some things. And our biggest thing is forgiving somebody for the wrong that they had done to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
And a lot of us can't walk in this space of freedom and being free and healed and delivered
mm-hmm.
because we can't forgive.
Yes.
Right? How do I forgive what that person did to me?
Mm-hmm.
How do I forgive
mm-hmm.
that person? But when the word of God tells us that we have to forgive people, we think it's just releasing people
mm-hmm.
and saying what they did didn't matter. Yes, it did matter. It does matter. But however, it should matter that much more
mm-hmm.
to you because
mm-hmm.
you want to be released,
yeah.
healed, so you can let go and move forward in
yeah.
God, and he can turn around and use
mm-hmm.
your test and your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, as long as you stand in this place of unforgiveness,
yeah.
then that thing that mm-hmm. happened to you is going to have a grip and a hold on you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be, we want to talk about getting our power back.
Mm-hmm.
First, we got to come to this space of being able to release.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People think, oh, I'm strong. I'm a strong black woman. I'm strong. I'm strong. I said, do you know it takes more strength to release and to let go and to talk about it than it is to sit back and hold it? We think that's strong. Oh, I ain't saying nothing. Oh, I'm not dealing with them. But it takes more strength to say, oh, I forgive you. And I just say it but mean it.
Mm-hmm.
I open myself to this process. That's strength.
Mm-hmm.
That's strength.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. God said it's even in your weakness, that's mm-hmm. what he has made strong.
Mm-hmm.
We're afraid to be weak.
Yeah, yeah.
We're afraid that when we let go and say, God, I trust
mm-hmm.
you even in this.
Yes.
And listen for the sense of the Holy Spirit, for him to tell you and guide you. Now this is the path that you must take in order to walk in your total healing and your total restoration.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, the enemy will continue to tag you with the stronghold. You would not be able to show up as your authentic self in any relationship.
Mm-hmm.
In any relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not how God would have us to live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But our first step is understanding. I always tell people, I said, we want to talk about going to AA meetings. I said,
mm-hmm.
we need to start some AAA meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And I call my AAA meetings where we are aware
mm-hmm.
that something is wrong,
mm-hmm.
that I can acknowledge that I need help.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we feel like take some action behind.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's nothing that we can be aware of and acknowledge it. Oh, I'm happy about that. Now my question is, what are you doing about it?
Yes.
And even when people say, oh, I prayed about it, I took it to the Lord, you cannot tell me that you've been praying and God has not spoke.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying that God is deaf?
Yeah.
But he said, if you come and you cast our cares upon him because he cares for you.
Yeah.
And if we cry out, he would hear us.
Yeah.
Not
yes.
only hear us, but he would show us
uh-huh.
great and marvelous things.
Mm-hmm.
He has spoken. What have he said?
Yeah.
What have he said? And have he said something to a point where you feel like, oh, Lord, I can't do that?
Yeah.
I'm ready for that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sure enough. Mm-hmm.
Because when God speaks to have us to do things, that's when he is pushing us.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give us these little small things to do. It's hard
yeah.
to say, I forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to become vulnerable. It's hard to open yourself up. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to see change, you got to be willing to go through the tough places.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And even when Jabez said,
mm-hmm.
what? He said, you uphold me with your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need the hand of everybody else.
Nope.
God will uphold you with his hand.
Uh-huh.
And then he will turn around and give you someone else's hand to trust while you go through your process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That you won't have to go on this journey by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in order if you want it, then you got to be willing to say, Lord, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
I don't want to no longer carry this label.
Mm-hmm.
Of somebody being raped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not who you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's not who you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's a label. That's
mm-hmm.
what. That's something that was done.
Mm-hmm.
Not who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got a chance to rename.
Hallelujah.
Now you got a chance to God bless me. And
yes. Yes.
Now you got a chance to say, Lord, my parents.
Yes, yes,
and Lord,
yes.
me. Enlarge my heart.
Enlarge
mm-hmm. my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Enlarge my spirit. Enlarge my territory.
Yes,
let
yes.
your hand be with me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And keep me from harm.
Yes.
Keep me from this. That this will never, ever keep me and put me in a place of bondage again.
Mm-hmm.
But I walk and claim to walk in freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And find out what your real process is.
Yeah.
It's not just being aware of it and acknowledging
mm-hmm.
it. It's taking some action.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And asking God, what is it?
What is that? Yes. 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 Amen. Is there any more comments? My line's open. If you want to press one, those who dialed in, I'll take your call. You just have to press one. Is there any more comments, Pam, please?
I'm just
going to scroll down. Yeah.
Somebody said, thank you. Write the person's name on a piece of paper and give it to God and take your power back.
Amen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have to forgive the person before you can release.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
And let me just say this.
Yes.
We say forgive people like that's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
I was in therapy, and some people know my story, a lot of people don't.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about parents harming us and childhood trauma that we carry for
mm-hmm.
My father disowned me
mm-hmm.
at age 10. And so I carried that for years, angry, hurt, the senses and all of these things, right? Went to therapy, and the therapist said to me, have you forgiven him? And I was like, yes, I forgave him. And he's like, are you sure? And I said, yes, I forgave him. And he said, well, sit here and say, Dad, or however I refer to him, he said to me, he said, how would you refer to him? Say, I forgive you. And so I'm sitting there like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I open my mouth to say, I forgive you, and couldn't get the words out.
Mm.
I couldn't get the words
okay.
out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sitting there,
mm-hmm.
and I know I sat there for 15 to 20 minutes. And
mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there, and so the therapist is looking at me like, are you okay? And I'm
okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm nodding my head, my throat is about to close up.
Mm.
And this is, I know, is the enemy, because if I could have, I would have got up out that chair and walked out and not said it.
Mm.
But my release was insane. Because we lie to ourselves so often until the lie carries us. That's
mm-hmm.
why we say, have you forgiven him? Yeah, I forgave him.
Yes.
Yeah, I forgave him. Yeah, I moved on. Yes, this. And he said, okay, well, come on. Let me hear you say it. Because if I had really forgiven him, it shouldn't have been such a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to say to this young lady who put her comment out there that
mm-hmm.
we say, take forgiveness to forgive somebody.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that it's something light to do.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's going to be easy to do. But what I am saying is that you can do it.
Yeah.
Choked up, tears running down your
mm-hmm.
face,
mm-hmm.
feeling
mm-hmm.
vulnerable, feeling like, God, why? Having all of these questions but no answers,
mm-hmm.
you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the first step in learning how to take our power back.
Yeah.
So I would say if you have to say it crying,
mm-hmm.
if you have to do it angry,
mm-hmm.
whatever way you have to do it, ask God what is his first step to do it.
Amen. 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 Well, that's getting ready to conclude our, just want to make sure nobody press one. I'm going to conclude our broadcast on today. Oh, my God, this was so, so powerful. Oh, my God. I know you all were blessed. I was blessed as well all the time when my girl comes in here. I bless God for her. Amen, in her ministry. And she's such a powerful woman of God. And I pray that everybody will get the healing that they need and take these jewels and nuggets and apply it to yourself on today. I know forgiveness is a hard thing to do, and some people may feel like Dr. Phil said, like, it's a lightweight thing. No, but you don't allow somebody to take power over you no matter what was done. You know, someone had sent me a message a few years ago and said, oh, you were just able to forgive them like that? And I said, it was a process. And people often ask me that, how long did it take you? No, it was a process. It was years, but I wanted to come from that place of being so hurt. I wanted to come from that place of just being traumatized. I wanted my deliverance because I knew I wouldn't be able to be the best self. And it wasn't because I wanted to be a good mom. Yes, I'm a great mom. Well, I got to ask my children that, but I believe I'm a great mom. But I had, and I didn't do it for them. I did it for me. I did it for me, and I had to do it for myself so I could become the best me I could possibly become and leave all of that alone, because the people who have victimized you, they didn't went on about their business, you know. And but you have to pray and ask God to help you. And I ask God, help me to forgive him, Father. Help me, because I can't do it in my own strength. And I was honest with the Lord, because that anger was eating me up on the inside. I wasn't even myself anymore. I mean, that anger tore me up. I mean, everything about me was different. The shade of my skin turned. I was just, everything about me was different. And I had to release that anger and help ask God to heal me and to help me. And I didn't, because God says, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. So I wasn't looking for, oh, my God, I want you to strike them dead. No, that ain't my place. God, forgive my thoughts for that. That's not what I want. But I just wanted God to heal me, and God will handle them. Amen. So I just want to encourage you all to be blessed. Go back and listen to the replay. My apologies for me going in and out. I don't know what's up with the Wi-Fi, but I want to thank Dr. Sills again. But before I go, for you all. I want you all to register for a Diamond in the Garden on this Saturday, which will be held September the 10th virtually. So you have to email me a diamondinthegarden@gmail.com so I can send you the link to be able to come on virtually. So go on Amazon, purchase my book, and also Dr. Phillips have a book, Who Am I? And I also have a journal to go with it. Amen. Who Am I? So it's a workbook. It's a book and it's also a workbook, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, which is very encouraging. And then I have gotten great. There it is. Yay. Who Am I? And the workbook, the book and the workbook. Yes. You see that, guy? So go on Amazon and purchase her book. Amen. God is truly good. So I want to thank Dr. Pamela Sills for coming on today. Any more comments, Pam, before we, that you want to read before we you pray out?
No, it just says amen.
Mm-hmm.
And this was good.
Amen, amen, amen. So I'll go back and comment and respond to you all, amen, today. So, but Pam, would you pray us out? Amen. And also, before before you do this.
The books are on Amazon.
Okay.
And the books are on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is under Pamela Sills, Who Am I? You can get the study guide mm-hmm. as well as the book to read. And I just want to put this in before I pray us out.
Mm-hmm.
So when I gave the three A's, aware, acknowledge, and action, this is where the study guide comes in the book. Because when I begin my own work, Who mm-hmm. Am I was what God gave me. Because as I was changing and in this space of releasing anger and changing my title of how I viewed myself, then I was in the space of now trying to rediscover, well, who am I?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was this aggressive, angry, in-your-face, this type of person. And God said, no, that's who you have chosen to become.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That wasn't who I was. And so they sent me on a journey, like, so who am I? And as mm-hmm. I wrote the book, it's like, so now you have to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And the
mm-hmm.
work is really not just not found in this workbook, but even mm-hmm. after this, it's a continual process of becoming.
Mm-hmm.
Because who we are today certainly shouldn't be who we are come tomorrow.
Yeah.
It should
yeah.
be a process of becoming
mm-hmm.
God has to be as we continue to move forward. So
mm-hmm.
you can find the book as well as the workbook mm-hmm. on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And I always just encourage people, don't just do the book. Don't just read the book.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to be aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
But I encourage you to get the study guide because
Amen.
You have to put action behind it.
Amen. And before we go, also, Mom, can you put, I guess, our books in the chat so people know where to find them on Amazon? So I'll see you all on Saturday, then I'll see you on the next Tuesday. So I see everybody on the virtual book launch, you guys. But I wanted to say to Sister Donna, I just bless God for your transparency on the day because you were like, look, it's time for me to be free, like Dr. Phil said, it's time for me to be healed. So I bless God for your transparency on the day. And even if you don't know it, you are calling out for healing because you believe in God for it. And I know you are a prayer warrior, and I know you are believing God. So I commend you for coming forward because that was the first step of just acknowledging it. Girl, God got you, and he has already healed you. And another thing, sometimes when we look down on therapists, oh, my God, I'm going to get therapy. There's nothing wrong with getting therapy and talking some things out with some folks because sometimes we feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm crazy if I go, you ain't crazy. You sitting there trying to get your healing. You're talking. And I know spiritually God will heal you, but he also wants us to put the work in as well. But I bless God for everybody that joined in on today. I thank you all for just chiming in and commenting. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Just for the lady who put it out there,
yeah.
I want you to pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to give her how she can contact me if she wanted to reach out.
Yes.
First, please pray and ask God because I may not be that person.
Mm-hmm.
But if he does lay me on your heart, you can reach me at Raos Movement, and it's RAOS Movement
mm-hmm.
@gmail.com.
I'll also go back and put all of that in the chat. As soon as we get offline, I'm going to go in and type everything in, the books where you can purchase the books, and also where you can reach Dr. Seals. Amen. Amen. So, amen. So you want to pray out, Pam, please?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we bless you. We thank you, God, for this day. We thank you, God, for just being God. We know, God, that you are a God of purpose, and so we thank you for ordaining this time, God, on this day, and we thank you for even touching the hearts of the people who found it necessary to even get onto this broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
We know, God, that you showed up and you spoke to whoever needed to be spoken to. So we ask you, oh, God, that you would continue to do the work that is necessary, that you would continue, God, to tear down walls, that you would bring to the awareness of people that those things that need to be addressed, and then, God, that you allow for your spirit to guide them in the direction in which they need to go. We pray, God, that you would continue to bless Hope Victorious, God, for giving her this platform that people may come and seek the healing and the hope in which she encourages people to find, God, in you. So, God, we speak blessings upon Wanda. We speak blessings upon Hope Victorious. We speak blessings upon the people who have ears on this broadcast today and even have hearts to receive the word that has gone forth, that they can begin to move beyond the walls in which they have found themselves behind, and that they can call out to you, oh, God, and that you begin to bless them and enlarge their territories. Walk with each and every one of us as we go throughout this day. Guide us, God, that this would not just be a Tuesday, but this would be our purpose day.
Yes,
that we will walk in the purpose in which you have already ordained,
yes,
to us,
God.
That when it's all said and done, God, you get glory out of our lives. So we thank you and we bless you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that you are victorious. Amen. This was so awesome, so awesome, so awesome. Amen. This was supposed to be 45 minutes, you guys. We went for a whole hour on today. But I bless God for you all. Amen. So I see you all at a Diamond in the Garden book launch on Saturday morning. Woo-hoo! 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So make sure that you are registered at adiamondgarden@gmail.com so I can see you all at the virtual book launch. It's not going to be on Facebook Live, and it's not going to be a telephone where you can dial in. So you have to be live with me. So I love you guys, and I'll see you all on next week. Love you. Pam, thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you.
Love you too. I wonder, did, let me see, girl, if I always have, let me see something. Oh, yeah, you put your information in. Okay. Pam, I'm trying to click out of here. Just one moment. Lord. Oh, it went off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay,